It's a Thursday afternoon. This is the Closing Market Report. Find us online at willag.org. Mike Tenora is now here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, while we're enjoying the cool weather, sure looks like we'll be warming up and getting stormy over the weekend.
Well, we do have a large warm front that's off to the west, and that's going to sweep through here the next few days. So we'll see temperatures turn a lot warmer than where they have been over the last few days. High temperatures will return to the 80s and 90s, and minimums will return to the 60s and 70s. So overall, around 10 to 15 degrees warmer than it has been over the last couple of days. Along with that, we will see some thunderstorms. Those are beginning this afternoon in parts of Missouri and Kansas, and that's the harbinger of things to come for the next 5 or 6 days. Initially, we'll see scattered thunderstorms across a wide swath of the Corn Belt over the next 2 days. Those will begin in earnest later today and especially from tonight through tomorrow night. Then a possible break on Saturday in parts of the Corn Belt, but overall, we'll see more thunderstorm chances continue all the way through Monday and Tuesday. By the time you add all of this up, we're going to see some fairly hefty totals in northern areas of the Corn Belt, say 1 to 2 inches in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and then tapering to lower amounts of 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch in southern areas of the Corn Belt. So all in all, a pretty decent fetch of rain is going to move on through over the next 4 to 5 days. And again, that begins later today and more so tonight, then on and off all the way into early next week.
Is it the beginning of a wetter, warmer pattern change for the month of September?
Well, that is the big question. We can see that a cool front of some significance will pass Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, but that doesn't look to be part of a large-scale pattern change. Instead, it will simply be a small-scale blip in the overall pattern. Once we get beyond that cool front, it looks like we'll start to warm things up again later at the end of the month and into the first part of September. So overall, we're going to continue to see this same weather pattern where it'll be a lot warmer than it has been. We'll see scattered thunderstorms here and there. Most of those will be favored for areas along and north of Interstate 80. But again, anybody here has a fair chance for some storms, not only, again, over the next 5 days, but in this period that follows in 1 to 2 weeks from now. So a pretty wet close to the growing season for a lot of soybean farmers, and a pretty warm one for the corn and the soybean farmers, for that matter.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. You have a great day.
You too. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Find us online at willag.org, willag.org. There tonight, you'll find an update, by the way, of the Pro Farmer Minnesota and Iowa numbers as they're released later tonight. And prior to that, maybe by about 5 to 6 o'clock, we should have posted our Commodity Week program. Our panelists this week will include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, along with Merrill Crowley of Midwest Market Solutions and Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. That's online at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.